Hello.
Hello.
May I
Hello.
speak with Jesse?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including
No.
print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you for taking my call. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Oh, I'm voting.
What is your age?
I am 45.
Just to be sure, we're representing everyone. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Caucasian.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glisenkamp Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Oh, I approve.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve?
I would say from what I've seen, strongly approve.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thinking about the issue the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue or your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here's the first one. Growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change, and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering cost, border security, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
That's a lot to choose from. Only two to be the most important, but I would say border control, and I would say, I guess climate would be, or in general, just the environment.
Well, thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're unfavorable, 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
As a businessman, I would say probably an 80.
Joe Kent?
Because I don't really know much about him, I do and I don't, I'm probably going to just go with a 50 mark.
Bob Ferguson?
I do not know who he is.
Joe Biden?
That's going to be a strong 0.
Mary Glisenkamp Paris?
I'll probably go with an 80.
Democrats in Congress.
Probably have to go with a 30.
Republicans in Congress.
Kind of feel like they're all kind of doing crappy, to be honest with you. Oh, my gosh. We'll just say 40.
Okay. And last, Dave Riker.
I'm not familiar with him, so I'm going to have to just go in the middle and say neither here nor there.
Okay. If the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would vote for Trump.
And if the elections for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Gluzenkamp Paris?
Surprisingly, I would go for Mary.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? A fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I would say a small chance. I actually voted for him last time.
Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that it's extremely important, 5 meaning it's somewhat important, 0 meaning it's not important at all. And you may choose any number between 0 and 10. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
10.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, conception, and IVF.
That's such a personal choice for each individual, so I am just going to 5.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
A moderate who will oppose extremists for the left and from the right.
10.
And thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mary Gluzenkamp Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning the statement is very convincing. 5 meaning is somewhat convincing. 0 meaning is not convincing at all. And you could choose any number between 0 and 10. Mary Gluzenkamp Paris believes we need more skills, workers, and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lowell, Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Mary Gluzenkamp Paris isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loads and support for small products. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
Mary Gluzenkamp Paris is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin cost at $35 per month. and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
If it's true, then a 10.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today. Would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
I would still probably vote for her.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm just going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Using the same scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means that it gives you somewhat of a doubt, and 0 means that it gives you no doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to act the result of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracy to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He even took part in ridiculous elections fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are at threat to voting rights and to free a fair election. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I'm going to go with 5.
We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extreme Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposed fixing the dangerously deteriorating I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and the Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would say 3.
And thank you again for your patience. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Is there probably less.
Much less or somewhat less likely to support him?
I just say somewhat less.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words.
I would say that it didn't have anything to do with anything you told me. I just like the way that Mary's been running stuff.
Okay. Do you want me to put down for you, I just like the way Mary is running? Is there anything in specific? The reason why I'm asking, ma'am, because they're asking, giving everything you just heard about Joe Kent.
They want specifics. Right.
What would be the most convincing reason important for Congress?
To not support him?
Yes, ma'am.
I just haven't seen results from him. So I've seen results from Mary. So.
Okay. Well, I can put that down for you. I just haven't seen any results of Joe Kent.
Correct.
To not support him for Congress.
Correct.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put that down for you. And thank you again for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Senior year. of high school.
And, okay. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
You too. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.